The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello, Giants fans, and welcome to a new edition of the Valentine's Views podcast here on Big Blue View Radio, part of your SB Nation family of podcasts. I'm your host, Ed Valentine of Big Blue View, and today we are less than a week away from the New York Giants opening their 2020 NFL season on Monday night against the Pittsburgh Steelers. After all that we've been through this year with COVID-19 and all of that, pretty amazing that we're actually here with football, actually here on time, ready to start the 2020 NFL season. Obviously, there won't be fans in the stands at MetLife on Monday night when the Giants open, but still, we have football, we have a season. We get to watch the New York Giants play, and we get to see how the 2020 NFL season unfolds. Couple of things that we're going to do today on the show, Giants fans. We're going to preview the 2020 season from a Giants perspective, and we are also going to talk to Rob Stats Guerrera, who is a producer for the Niners Nation podcast. Rob will be co-hosting a show called The Look Ahead with yours truly that will debut on SB Nation Radio on Thursday. It's one of five episodes of the newly launched SB Nation NFL show. Rob will come on to talk a little bit about that, to preview what we're going to do and just to sort of introduce himself to the audience a little bit. I hope that you guys will listen to that show as well as the offerings that we have here on Big Blue View Radio. All right, Giants fans, let's get into talking about your 2020 Giants. What are the expectations for this team? Obviously, this is a new beginning, new start with head coach Joe Judge. Obviously, you know, Giants went through Ben McAdoo in 2016 and 17, went through Pat Shurmur for 2 years. So obviously they're starting over with their third head coach in the last five seasons. Obviously not a place where any franchise wants to be, where you're continuously changing the coaching staff, continuously starting over. But that's where the Giants are. This is a new beginning for the New York Giants. And so what should we expect from the Giants in 2020? We've seen through training camp all of the hysterics about Judge making guys run laps, you know, when they made mistakes in practice, you know, so much about how physical Giants practices were for a while, that the fact that he actually did some live tackling, which is something we don't see a whole lot of in NFL practices anymore. You know, will all of that stuff work? Can Judge's philosophy, which was honed obviously as he worked for both Nick Saban and Bill Belichick, can that work? Can that help the Giants turn things around after what's been a really rough stretch for the Giants over the last few years after winning the 2011 Super Bowl? It remains to be seen. Listen, As far as expectations for 2020, I don't think anyone should expect the Giants to go win 11 or 12 football games. Look, it could be a very slow start for the Giants this season. You look at their first five games: Steelers, Bears, 49ers, Rams, Cowboys. That is a very difficult start against five teams that all have playoff expectations and the expectation of maybe going farther and doing more than just making the playoffs this season. Very difficult way for Joe Judge and the Giants to begin the 2020 season and to begin a new era of Giants football. When I think about that schedule, I'm reminded of a couple of years ago. Remember that Pat Shurmur's first year, 2018, the Giants started 1-7, finished the second half of the season 4-4 to win five games for the season. Remember last year, the Miami Dolphins, coached by first-year coach Brian Flores, another Bill Belichick disciple, expected to tank, expected to be terrible, expected to probably not win any games at all during the 2019 season. The Dolphins started 0-7, finished the season 5-11. So they won five of their last nine games. Dolphins are now looked at as an up-and-coming franchise, one of the exciting young teams in the NFL, and truth be told, that is really where the Giants would like to be a year from now. They would like to be looked at as an up-and-coming team, a franchise on the rise. You know, I'm also reminded, I'm old enough to remember 1981, believe it or not, when Joe Gibbs took over as head coach of the Washington Redskins. Gibbs went 0-5 in his first five games with Washington. The team, then known as the Redskins, finished the season 8-8. Gibbs went on to win three Super Bowls over a 12-year run in Washington. Obviously had another run with the team later on, but in that first 12-year run, won three Super Bowls. Didn't start out well in those first five games. And the reason that I mention all of those Giants fans is let's not flip out if things don't start well. It's entirely possible that they don't start well. But Judge has reminded a few times during training camp recently that really it's not where you are, it's where you're going. He has said that a few times in relation to players, in relation to being able to project not what players are, but what he thinks that they will be by midseason, by the end of the season, in the future. And really, that's where we are with the New York Giants. We're pointed toward the future. What happens, you know, Monday night against the Steelers is a huge, huge focus right now, of course. But in the big picture, in the grand scheme, Monday night is part of the ongoing development process that the Giants are undergoing right now. And it's where the Giants go, where they end up with Joe Judge, that is important. John Mara said the other day that he feels like what he wants, he feels like the Giants are beginning to lay a foundation that could eventually compete, you know, for Super Bowl titles. Mara said that what he wants at the end of the season is to feel like the Giants are moving forward, to feel like that foundation is in place, to feel like they're building something that can eventually get to the point where it will compete for Super Bowl titles. So that really is the prism, I think, that you have to judge this Giants season through. It's not the overall record. It's not do they make the playoffs or don't they make the playoffs. It's not any of those things. It's when you look at this season, are they better at the end than they were at the beginning? And does it feel like they are finally, after so many years of struggling and getting it wrong with the head coach and trying to make something out of the last couple of years of Eli Manning's career instead of fully embracing the future? Are they finally pointed in the right direction, pointed toward what Dave Gettleman said the other day would be better days ahead? And really, that is, I think, what we have to look at with the Giants. Are they, when the season is over, does it feel like they are pointed in the right direction? You know, I want to talk a little bit about the roster. I don't want to belabor it too much. I know that folks were upset about the cuts of linebacker Ryan Connolly and wide receiver Corey Coleman. I mean, these are guys that fans have seen over the last couple of years. You know, Coleman 2 years ago had a little bit of success, especially returning kickoffs. Connolly showed some promise last year as a linebacker before getting hurt early in the season. Listen, the success or failure of the 2020 season, the success or failure long-term of the Giants is not going to come down to Ryan Connolly and Corey Coleman. It never was going to come down to those two guys. These are the kinds of things that happen when you get a new coaching staff, you bring in new coordinators, you get changes in scheme, you get changes in philosophy, you get changes in the type of athletes that coaches want or that coaches need to implement the things that they want to do. And in the judgments of Joe Judge and his staff, you know, Ryan Connolly and Corey Coleman were not the type of players that they wanted on this team. Will this be, you know, will they look back on particularly the cut of Ryan Connolly and regret that? Maybe. We'll see. Maybe not. I remember, you know, a couple of years ago, the Giants made the decision to start John Jalapio at center, and they moved on from Brett Jones, which was a little bit of a surprise. Caught us in the media by surprise, caught a lot of the fan base by surprise, because in 2017, I believe it was, you know, Jones had played well as a fill-in for Weston Richburg. What we've seen, though, over the last few years, you know, John Jalapio was not a great player. You know, we know that much, and I'm not defending Jalapio at all. But what I'm saying is look at Brett Jones' career. Brett Jones, since moving on from the Giants, has never been able to become more than a backup, more than a bit player. I believe that right now Jones is looking for work in the NFL. So you get attached to a player. But I always try to remind fans, please remember that, you know, these coaching staffs, they know what they want. They see these players every day. They study the tape every day. They're in meetings with these guys. They know their personalities. And a lot more goes into these decisions than the little bit of practice highlights that we see, than the photos that we see, than in ordinary circumstances, the little bit that we see in preseason games, which obviously we didn't see those this year. But there's a lot more that goes into these decisions than what we see on the surface. So I'm just not going to obsess about Connolly and Coleman. I'm going to trust at this point that the Giants have a plan, that they know what they want to do. They know the kind of players that they want, and the players who they kept are more in line with the philosophies that they have. The only other thing that I wanted to talk about before I get to the interview that I did with Rob Guerrera is the idea of how do you, in the end, you know, judge a successful season or a failed season for the Giants? And I've been asked that question, you know, several times. And the way that I look at it at this point is it's a twofold answer. And part of that is what we discussed earlier is, are the Giants better at the end than they were at the beginning? Does it feel like they're building something that has a chance for success here? And the other piece of that is something I've talked about several times. The two biggest pieces of success for an NFL franchise are, do they have the right head coach? And do they have the right quarterback? I think that a large part of the 2020 season revolves around getting information about Joe Judge as head coach and Daniel Jones at quarterback. Are those the right pieces? Are those two guys the right coach and the right quarterback to lead the Giants to success for the foreseeable future? I think that this season we will know a whole lot more, or we will learn a whole lot more about the answers to those two questions. And it would be, for me, it would be a successful season if we get to the end of the year and we look at those two guys and we think, okay, the coach and the quarterback are in place. It's kind of a failed season if you look back at it and think, you know, we might not have the right head coach. And Daniel Jones, still so many questions. We're still not sure, what Jones is going to be. And if we're still wondering, about those things, then we have a problem. But I think really that's how I look at it. Are they better at the end? Are they pointed in the right direction? Do they have the right coach? Do they have the right quarterback? Those are the things we want to know about the 2020 season. All right, Giants fans, let's take a quick break here for a word from our sponsors. When we come back, I will be talking with Rob Guerrera about the new SB Nation NFL show that he and I will be doing on Thursdays called The Look Ahead.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, Giants fans, we're back here on the Valentine's Views podcast. A little bit something special for you, something a little bit different here. You may have seen, if you listen to some of the podcasts around the network, you may have seen the promos for the newly launched SB Nation NFL show, which is really five shows, which will come to you Monday through Friday. One of those shows is going to be co-hosted by yours truly. Thursday show that we're calling The Look Ahead. I'll be co-hosting that show with Rob Stats Guerrera, who joins us now to discuss the show, to discuss all five shows, and give you a little sneak peek of what we're going to be talking about on Thursdays on The Look Ahead. Rob, how you doing?
Good. How are you, Ed?
I'm good. So Thursday's show, The Look Ahead, is exactly what it sounds like. It's a look ahead to the best NFL games of the weekend, as chosen, we hope, as chosen by our listeners.
Yeah, it's really going to be kind of setting the table for your week in the NFL. And we're obviously going to talk about the Thursday night game for sure. That'll be a heavy emphasis on every show. And like you said, we want to reach out to you. We want to reach out to the community and talk about the games you want to hear about. So that's our plan. That's what we want to do going forward, basically to serve you and give you what you want before each week of the NFL season.
There's not much to talk about each week in the NFL. So
I don't know how we're going to fill the time.
I don't know. What are we going to manage? We're going to manage like 5 or 10 minutes talking to each other?
If we're lucky.
Yeah, I know. But, so this should be really interesting, especially as the season rolls along. We get into farther and farther into season, we get playoff races, we get interesting things to talk about. So I'm looking forward to this. Should be an awful lot of fun.
It's going to be incredible. And it's part of the whole lineup that you mentioned. And that's the thing that's exciting is SB Nation now has a daily NFL show for you. Every day you're going to get something different. There's different hosts. And, you know, we figured with us having the Thursday show, that's really the first time where you start to peek ahead. You know, you want to get your fantasy lineup set. So you're really looking ahead to Thursday and the Sunday beyond. So that's why we're lucky. I feel like our show is, we got the easy part here. The food is all there for you. We just serve it up.
There you go. Hey, I like to get fed, Rob. I always like to get fed. So
I make everything about food for some reason. I don't know why.
Hey, well, that works. You know, it's funny because I went to MetLife Stadium the other day. The Giants hosted one of their intra-squad scrimmages. And I said to one of the other reporters who was there, I said, you know, I said, this is the first time I've ever been in this press box and not gotten fed.
How is the food there?
The food is not bad. The food is it's not bad. You know what? You know what? I never complain about free.
That is one thing that I feel like reporters are known for is talking about the food at the games in the press box.
Well, you know, it's funny because I go to practices once in a while and the Giants will feed us lunch. And the guys, the media room will complain about what they fed us. And I'm like, guys, did you pay for this stuff? You know, be quiet. You didn't pay for this. But go ahead.
I was going to say, in my old job, would go to the NFL Combine, to the Super Bowl. And at the Super Bowl, there's Radio Row, and there's a million shows there. It's a huge room. The one thing that's not there is food. So everybody's on their own for food. And anytime, every once in a while, like a sponsor will come by, like a Papa John's, and they'll bring pizza. And those poor people from Papa John's, they get absolutely swarmed and mauled by a room full of reporters and radio show hosts and TV hosts who are starving because they're there all day and there's no food. I don't know how those people make it out alive.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, you got to feed people, especially media. You got to feed us, you know. But anyway, hey, I wanted to let's get back to the NFL show. In case you guys didn't know, that is launching this week. The debut episode, the Monday show, has already aired. Rob, why don't you, if you have it in front of you, why don't you give folks the lineup so they know what's coming each day in case they haven't heard the promos or seen the story that we have posted at Big Blue View that gives folks the lineup.
Yeah, so Monday is Monday Football Monday, and that's with RJ Ochoa, Pete Sweeney, and Michael Kist. They're going to obviously break down all the games that happen on Sunday and maybe get into a little Monday night preview as well. Then Tuesday is myself and Brandon Lee Gowden. We call it the off-day debrief. We're going to touch on some of the storylines that maybe didn't get enough love coming out of Sunday and obviously react to the Monday night game. Then Wednesday is the Palpably Unfair podcast. That's with Kyle Posey from Niners Nation and Michael Kiss from Bleeding Green Nation. They're going to look at game film analysis and kind of break things down from a more technical perspective. Thursday is two guys I never heard of who probably won't be very good. Oh, wait, that's you and me on the look ahead. And then on Friday, it's Gina Kelly and David Fucillo. And it's called the Friday Cheat Sheet. And that's basically going to be getting your fantasy football advice and maybe a little gambling preview as well. Because, you know, we want to make you a little money too. So we'll have you set up on Friday for the week that's coming.
There you go. So five new shows for your podcast listening pleasure. You know, Rob, you and I haven't done a show together yet, but I'm sure that this is going to be fun. This should go well. You know, we should have every week. We'll definitely have plenty to talk about. I know this week, obviously, we've got the season opening Thursday night game. We probably will wind up talking some about Tom Brady. You know, I haven't looked at all of the games yet, but like I said, I'm sure we'll talk about Brady, and I'm sure there are plenty of quality games this weekend for us to chat about. And the big thing is, hey, in this messed up year, we actually have NFL football starting when NFL football was supposed to start, even though we don't have fans in the stands.
it's so different because we didn't have that like elongated countdown with the preseason games where nobody plays week one and then you guys play a little more in week two. We didn't have any of that. So now it's, even though we've been, you know, waiting and counting the minutes down till football starts, it feels so different. All of a sudden it's like, hey, there's games this week and I can't wait to break them all down.
Oh, me neither. You know, I don't know about you, but I didn't miss covering preseason football. I have to tell you, I did not miss covering preseason games because you wind up covering games and you wind up writing a lot of stories about a lot of people who wind up not making the team. And I didn't miss it at all. I wish the run up, I wish these teams had had more practice time, but I did not miss preseason football even a little bit.
No, I think we're going to see some changes going forward, maybe an abbreviated preseason schedule, or maybe they just do these joint practices more. I think that things are going to change next year coming out of this because all these teams have had to radically alter their preseason plans, that they're not just going to go back to the way things were next year and in the years to come.
No, they're not. Things are going to change. And I think Roger Goodell made a statement, you know, something to that effect over the last couple of days. Might have been in a piece by either Albert Breer at SI or by Peter King in his Football Morning in America column, that he understands that, you know, they've learned things. Things are going to change some. And, you know, from the media perspective, I don't want to lose the ability to talk to players and coaches face-to-face. I hope that doesn't happen. But if they change the offseason some, if they change the structure, if they limit some preseason games, they let teams practice together more often, I'm good with that.
And that's one thing I hope we get into as our shows go along. You have the perspective of covering the team like that. You know what that grind is like. I've been producing shows for years, but I've never covered one specific team. So I feel like we have two different perspectives that I feel like are going to give people a lot that they may not have heard before.
You know, that means, you know, we might be able to get into a couple of good arguments every once in a while. Nothing wrong with that.
No, absolutely not. Bring it on.
There you go. Well, before we get into an argument tonight, Rob, I think that's a good place for us to stop. Just, you know, thank you very, very much for spending a couple minutes and look forward to getting started with you on Thursday.
I can't wait, as someone famously once said.
All right, Giants fans, thank you very much for listening and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.